Lonzetta Taylor is sitting in the living room of her home on a quaint street in University City. It was in a Cole County courtroom last month that she got the news that for 30 years she'd been praying for, her son George was coming home.
I was just so excited. It was a feeling that I had never had before. I was just so excited. It was a very, very good feeling. It's almost, you can almost, can't explain it. It's so, it was just so wonderful. It was just wonderful.
Taylor's son is 56-year-old George Allen, who last month was released after spending three decades in prison for the 1982 rape and murder of Mary Bell in St. Louis. But DNA evidence made available nearly a decade ago showed that semen found in the victim could not have come from Allen. A Cole County judge tossed out Allen's conviction and sent him free on November 14th.
What were those years like for you as a mother? How did you cope with that?
Part of the time I was unable to cope with it. My oldest daughter, my girls, the two girls, they helped me. That's the only reason I think I was able to cope. But it was very hard, extremely hard.
Was there ever a time that you doubted that maybe he wouldn't be coming home?
No.
I just
wondered why it took so long. I never doubted it.
Taylor recalls the first thing Allen did when he got home that day. He set up his room.
He was so happy. And I think he was a little scared also, but he got over it.
Did he have problems kind of getting adjusted to life outside of prison? I would imagine being in prison for 30 years that it's a very different world that he came home
to.
Yes,
he did. He had some problems adjusting, and I did. But we're getting over there. He's much better now. He's much better.
What does the future hold for you?
I'm looking for a bright future. I'm hoping that we'll live a long time and I'm just excited about the future.
Has he talked about his plans for the future or what he would like to do with his life?
No, he hasn't. And I haven't, I'm not pushing him yet. I'm giving him time because he haven't been here long. I'm giving him time. And he's going to People for People. And they're helping him extremely. They're helping him a lot.
What is his mindset like? Does he feel any animosity towards the situation? Has he come to grips with what has happened to him?
I think so. He hasn't expressed any animosity at all.
How about you? Are you angry at all?
No, I'm not.
You're just happy to have him back.
I'm happy to have him back. And I think all that's the past. We have to live for the future. There's no point in being angry. There's nothing we can do about it.
How does someone at 56 kind of, start their life again?
It's hard for him. It's very hard for him. But he's coming out of it slowly, and we're working on it. But he's so cooperative in everything. So that's one thing. He's not angry, and he takes his medicine, and he's real good about his attitude. I like that. I was kind of wondering about that, if he would be angry at the world, but he's not, and I'm not.
Allen's legal journey is not over yet. Attorney General Chris Koster has appealed Judge Green's decision to dismiss Allen's conviction to the Western Appeals Court in Kansas City. I'm Julie Birock, St. Louis Public Radio.